Yours? Well used. Okay. The as we head towards a kind of mini Chofesh for a couple of days, so I thought it would be appropriate just to speak for a couple of minutes about the appropriate way to use one's time, or more to the point, or more precisely, just to think about certain perspectives on the nature or the concept of time. The Mishnah in Masechet Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalid, begins with the following: Hu haya omer asei ritzoncha kir asei ritzono kirtzoncha, kedei sheyase ritzoncha kirtzono, ubatel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono, kedei sheyivatel ritzon acherim mipnei ritzoncha. So the Mishnah starts with a very ambitious, very succinct, but in that, you know, very pithy aphorism that it uses, it captures really a very ambitious approach to Avodas Hashem. The idea that a person is supposed to surrender his sensibility and his interests, he's supposed to coordinate these and subordinate them to the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that, in turn, he can become kind of a Kli HaMekabel, someone whose actions and whose values reflect Ritzon Hashem. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Hil omer al tifrash atzmecha min atzibur, al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha, al todin eschavercha ad shatagia lemekomo, v'al tomar davar sheyefsher lishmoa shesofo lehishama, v'al tomar lekashefne eshna shema lo tipane. So we don't have time to go through all of these at the moment, but it seems that with such a ambitious beginning, something which again seems to encapsulate the very ambition of Avodas Hashem, it would seem that what follows should be reinforcing, at least it should be something that reflects the same ideal, the same ambition of a person who transforms into an ish of Avodas Hashem. And when it comes to Al tifrosh atzmecha min atzibor, al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha, al tadiz chavercha ad shatagia lemekomo, it seems that this is exactly what we've encountered. The role of the tzibor in shaping this kind of religious personality, the sense of confidence on the one hand, but not arrogance. A person should never have too much faith in his own religiosity and in his own powers. The need to reach out to others and to be empathetic, all of these are part of the process of cultivating this status of batel ritzon chal ritzono, this transformation of the ideal religious personality. But when it comes to the last two points, al tomar davar sheyefsher lishmoa shesofo lehishama, v'al tomar lekashefne eshne shema lo tipane, that already doesn't seem to qualify for a Mishnah that has this lofty goal, this lofty ideal. So I want to focus on is the last statement of the Mishnah to try to understand it a little bit better. The Mishnah says, Al tomar kishefne eshna shema lo tipane. I think this can be understood in several ways. And each of these ways, I think, is important to the very principle, the very ambition that the Mishnah is trying to convey, the idea of batel ritzon chal ritzono, this idea of transformation into a religious personality. On the most elemental level, the idea of al tomar kishefne eshne shema lo tipane reflects the precariousness of time and the uncertainty and the unpredictability of life and the vicissitudes of life. It's important to understand that if a person is really going to transform who he is, that he also understands what it is that he's up against, what his vulnerabilities are, and what his timetable is. And in the most practical way, what we're being told here is that time is fleeting and precarious. Rabbeinu Yonah Alatar, it's a little bit too small print for me able to read it here, focuses exactly on this theme. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you never know what's going to happen. With the best of intentions and plans and planning, a person's planning can go awry, and therefore you can't leave anything to chance, can't procrastinate. A person should discharge his obligations, and he should engage in serious religious development without any kind of delay. And indeed, this is a theme which echoes in other places as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, discusses this very motif in context of Tshuva, based on another Mishnah in Masechet Avos. The Rambam says, "Le'olam yira adam atzmo ki'ilu hu notel amus." A person should also should always perceive himself as if literally as one foot in the grave. "V'shema yamus b'shaito v'nimtza omei b'cheto." Lefikach yashuv michato miyad. V'leyomar kishazkin ashuv shemi amus terem sheyazkin. Hu sheshlomo amar b'chachmaso b'chol eis yu begadecha levanim. Basically, a person never knows what tomorrow will bring, and consequently should always put his house in order. A person should constantly be in a state of tshuva. Again, this is the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. It's based on the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, and the expansion of the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Nun Gimel. Kol yom yira atzmo ki'ilu hu yom echad lifnei misaso nimtzu kol yomav b'tshuva. From this point of view, what we have then in these Mishnayos is a rejection of procrastination. Due to man's vulnerability, due to the fragility of life, better not put things off, you can never tell. What we have then is essentially a pragmatic Eitza Tova, but one which is indispensable to the program of Batel Ritzoncha Lirtzono. Namely, you have to understand that there is a certain pace that is necessary if you're going to accomplish a great deal in Avodas Hashem. A catalyst to promote that accomplishment is the rejection of procrastination. Avoid the tragedy, in other words, of an unfulfilled life and unrealized potential. Don't say l'kisha efne eshna shema lotipan. But I think that there's an important second dimension as well, and that is one which is reflected in the Rambam's treatment of this line in the Mishnah, both in Pirush Mishnayos and in the Mishnah Torah as well. The idea of al tomar l'kisha efne eshna shema lotipaneh reflects values and the priority of Avodas Hashem. It's an attitudinal sine qua non. This attitude is critical. Without it, there can be no meaningful spiritual attainment. The perspective of Shema Loti Paneh is a way of gauging one's passion and one's commitment. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos links this comment, Al Tomar L'Kesha Efne Eshne Shema Loti Paneh, with the theme of Asei Taras Kakeva U'Malachtecha Aroi. Even though that Mishnah in Avos appears in the first parak earlier, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tezvah, there's no evidence at all that this line in the Mishnah in Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalid, has anything to do with the theme of Asei Taras Chakeva U'Malachtecha Aroi. But in Pirush Mishnayos, and even in more detail, in Yad HaChazaka, Parak Gimel HaChazayin of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam inextricably links these ideas. Shema Tomer Ad She'akabetz Mamon Achzor V'Ekra Ad She'ekna Mashani Tzarech V'Efna Me'iskei V'Achzor V'Ekra Im Tala Machshava Zu Alibcha Eina Tazocha L'Kisra Shol Torah Li'Ola. Very strong statement of the Rambam. If a person has the perspective that there's always time, that there are, if not axiological priorities, but practical priorities that precede his focus on Avodas Hashem and Talmud Torah, then such an individual will never achieve, at least to the extent of attaining a part of Kisra Shol Torah. Ela asei toroscha keva umalachtecha aroi v'lo tomar l'kishefne eshta shema lo tifane. So the Rambam integrates this idea of not procrastinating with the idea of asei taraska keva umalachtecha aroi. But it's clear that the point of the Rambam is not merely to establish priorities, that in itself would be very, very crucial, but it has to do, as I mentioned before, with a kind of gauge or a litmus test of the kind of attitude that is likely to succeed in the ambition of Avodas Hashem. After all, the Rambam says that a person who has the perspective that there's always more time, right, this can be done tomorrow, that something else can take precedence, is a person who vadai li'olam will never achieve the Keser Shel Torah. It's interesting to juxtapose the statement of the Mishnah which the Rambam quotes verbatim, right, al tomar l'kesh'efne eshne shema lo tipane, which sounds like it's a safek, don't risk it, with the statement that if somebody has this perspective towards the use of his time, that li'olam lo yizakeh b'kisra shel Torah. Is it a safek or is it a vadai? But the point of the Rambam seems to be that the very willingness to risk when it comes to spiritual or Talmud Torah attainments reflects a tepid commitment to cultivating Kisra Shel Torah. It's inconducive to the kind of passion and rigorous and hard work and simply a certain amount of time that is required for the mastery of the Shinamta Levanecha, Sheyehe Divrei Torah Mechudadim B'Picha, Shem Yish'alcha Al Tegamgein V'Tomar. If you want to really accomplish that kind of mastery in Torah, then risking Shema Lo Tipaneh is a sure recipe for never vadai achieving Kisra Shel Torah. In one of the Perushim in the Medrash Shmuel in Avos, he links the proximity of this Mishnah, this statement in the Mishnah, again, person who has this attitude of l'kesh'efne eshne, to the previous discussions in the Mishnah, Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. And the point being that while it's Yafa Torah and Derech Eretz, Sheyigia Shnei and Mashkachas Avon, that the integration of Torah and Derech Eretz represents the ideal, it has to be with proper priority. It has to be the Derech Eretz, which is harnessed for the sake of Talmud Torah. Like Rab Chaim Bivolozhin explains in the Ruach HaChaim, even the Derech Eretz reflects the Yafa Torah. And this is measured by a person's priorities in time and in his value, the way that he perceives the most important things that he does. The Rambam elsewhere explains, Asei Malachtecha Aroi Toraspa Keva cannot always be translated in a person's schedule. It's well known that the Rambam himself lamented his own schedule in letters that he wrote. The Rambam was a very busy man. He was a physician, and he was a philosopher, and he was much sought after for advice. The Rambam had an extremely crowded schedule. But the Rambam's telling us, asei taraska keva, when it comes to what it is that defines you, what it is that is the center of your day, asei taraska keva. And a person who's willing to risk, l'kesh'efne eshne, is a person who has not internalized the principle of asei taraska keva. So even though these Mishnayos are not linked together in Avos, the Rambam feels that they're a natural fit. But I think that there's a third element as well. And this is the one I conclude. Beyond the Mishnah of l'kesh'efne eshne, there is the idea here that the way that one relates to time and the opportunities presented by time is something that is a crucial foundation for one's self-definition as an Oved Hashem. Procrastination, if it's fundamental, I mean, everybody obviously procrastinates a little bit, but a pattern of procrastination can reflect a posture which relates to time as if it exists in abundance and as if one moment or one hour or one day is interchangeable with any other moment or hour or day. And that perspective is one which is antithetical to the very concept of Kedushas Yisrael, which is based also on Kedushas Hazman. A linchpin for man's Bechira Chafshis is precisely the way that he relates to time. His stature as an Oved Hashem is connected with his sensitivity to and his dedication to the concept of Kedushas Hazman. One needs then to cultivate an appreciation for the singular opportunities of time and the opportunities of every particular time, the idea that time is both precious and that seizing a particular moment can be significant, can be transforming in a person's life. In Chazal, we find generally that we relate to time in a dialectical manner. On the one hand, the concept of time, the very existence of time, which implies finitude, reflects man's impotence, his weakness, the tremendous gap that separates him from the infinite Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim often speaks about this point. We can't even describe the Ribbono Shel Olam or really understand him in positive terms, the doctrine of negative attributes, etc., because we are mired in finitude, in real time, whereas the Ribbono Shel Olam is lamala mizman, he's not restricted by time. From this perspective, all that is weak and feeble and limited in man is connected to the fact that he has limited time and that he lives in the temporal world. The Kli Yakar in Parshas Bereishis has a very fascinating formulation about time. Speaking about the Ma'oros and the fact that the Torah spells it chaser, so the Kli Yakar says, Lashon Me'erahi, Shehama'oros Sibas Hazman, V'chol Advarim Hanoflim Takas Hazman, Yesh Bohem Tzar. We associate time with pain, with the end of life, with the ravaging of beauty and of life. The Tama Shel Davar Lefi, Shekol Davar HaTolui B'yamim, D'hainu Zman, Yesh Lo Tzar. Aval Ko Nimtzaim HaElyonim, Shehem Lamala Min Hazman, Ve'ein Hazman Sholet Bohem, Ein Bohem Shum Tzar, Ki Hazman Mivaleh HaKol. That's one perspective. On the other hand, we read in Koheles, right, that there's an ace and there's a zman, lakol, right, not only lamala, but tachas hashamayim as well. The fact is that the way that we relate to zman, despite the challenge, the fact that it's mivaleh takol, is precisely what defines us as an am kadosh. Rashi explains in the beginning of Bereishis that the Torah should have begun with HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim, if not for Koach Masav Higid Liamo, etc. What is it about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh, HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim, which particularly qualifies it as the first mitzvah? And it is the first mitzvah's tzibur. Not only that, but we associate the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh with Klal Yisrael's partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam Kivyachol in Kedusha, or bringing Kedusha into the world. We're his junior partners in conveying the concept of Kedusha. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Human creativity, or at least halachic creativity, has its roots in the ability to be Mekadesh HaKodesh Ma'aber HaShana Afilu Mutoin Afilu Mezidim. The symbol of creativity is Kedusha Chodesh. Not only that, but Kiddush HaKodesh appears precisely in the context of Klal Yisrael's Chayrus, their liberation from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the concept of time, again, is accentuated in terms of being the bridge between Klal Yisrael's development post-Avdus as a fledgling nation, Hayom HaZeh Niyeis La'am, ready to stand in Har Sinai and be Mekabel the Torah. Basically, we do the Sfira Sa'omer from the moment of the Avdus, or the end of the Avdus, to the beginning of the real, of the spiritual Cherus. Ein ben chorin elamisha osek betorah u'mitzvos. Memani yomi, memani shvui, counting time and counting different dimensions of time, is the mechanism that we use to accelerate that odyssey from Avdus to real Cherus, to appreciate Bechira Chavshis, which is looks like an all, but in fact is a liberating Cherus, Ein Ben Chorin El Misha Osek Batorah. The Rav, Zecharno Lebracha, once explained that the reason that an Ebed is Pater Mimitzaseishas Mangrama, we learn it Lala Meisha, but he suggested that the basis for the Ptur Ebed may be different than the basis for the Ptur Isha. In the case of the Ptur Isha, she has full Kedushas Yisrael, But she has other obligations, as Akeras Abayas, like the Abudram and other Rishonim explain, and therefore there's a Ptur, Mitzvah Seishas Man Grum. On the other hand, an Eved, perhaps, is really Mufka, Mitzvah Seishas Man Grum. Because the very concept of time, of Kedushas Hazman, the idea of a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grum, is something which is foreign to an Eved. The idea of Bechira Chavshis is inextricably linked with the idea of time and Kedushas Hazman, and an Eved is lacking Kedushas Hazman. For that reason, he thought, Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama Avodim Pturim is a lack of Kedushas Yisrael, and, against Tosis and Gittin, who seems to equate the two, thought that even the Rishonim, who felt that you can make a bracha on Isha who's involved in Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, makes a bracha, the view of the Chachmei Tzarfat, nonetheless, maybe one should be Mechalek when it comes to Avodim. It's simply a meaningless act, a meaningless activity. The Bali Musar spoke much about the singular opportunity of particular moments in time. Let's quote one I came across recently. Miyom bro Elokim Adam ad sof kaladoros, ein lecha yom shava lechavero, the ein lecha shah verega shava lechavero. The idea that every moment constitutes a different opportunity. A denial of the interchangeability and, of course, of the abundance of time. Indeed, when we really want to mark milestones, we say a birchas hazman, shechayanu v'kimanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. If you analyze the dinim of birchas shechayanu, of birchas hazman, they're very difficult to pin down. It's hard to figure whether or not it's connected to themes of simcha or focus more on Zman itself. It's not for now. It's a very challenging topic. But the point seems to be that we mark milestones of Simcha as well as of Zman by focusing on Zman. And we call it Birchas HaZman even when it has nothing to do with the calendar per se. What we celebrate is the opportunity to make a particular moment meaningful, singular, special, possibly transformative in our impressions, in our values, in our lives. And finally, just to note, Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. Some of the Mefarshim in Medrash Shmuel suggest that the best mechanism to use, especially in the context of Talmud Torah, so that one doesn't fall into the trap of Al Tomar L'Kishefne Eshne Shemelo Tifane, is the idea of Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. The special chizuk of Talmud Torah Barabim, the special chizuk of being in a community which appreciates the concept of Kedushas Hazman. So that on all of these levels, the pragmatic Eitzah Tova idea that you never know what tomorrow brings, if you want to avoid unrealized potential, one should take opportunities, seize opportunities. The second theme, the idea that how one uses one's time and what one is willing to risk by delaying certain things reflects one's idealism and one's enthusiasm and ultimately therefore one's priorities. And the third idea, which is that Kedushas Yisrael itself is linked with an appreciation of Zman, the ability to take Zman, which appears to be a weakness, something which can undercut man's potential, but through whether it is Kiddush HaChodesh, the ultimate idea of Kedushas HaZman, or Birchas Shechayanu, focusing on milestones, or some of the other themes that we mentioned, by appreciating and inculcating an appreciation for the opportunities of Zman, we can indeed accomplish the resha of the Mishnah. Atzei ritzoncho kiritzoncha, kidei shiyase ritzoncha kiritzono, batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono, kidei shivatel ritzon acherim mipnei ritzoncha.